This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us, and you can get to the website, EZE33.org, and click on the news tab. Hey, John, do you still have those USB drives with the information available?
Yes, I do. And I've called them the captain's log. And what it is to back up, it takes a lot of time to produce a book or a DVD. So what I am working on is taking all this content I have and making presentations, which can be done in a fraction of the time. It still takes time, but I've put on extended versions of what I've presented the last two here at the Watchman conferences. So I've got the update on the financial state of the union, the cost of ignoring God, 2 hours of what I call the unprepared prepper, along with what I did this time, does anybody really know what time it is, which gets into some aspects of prophecy that I actually find a little bit mind-blowing, that given the state of the world today, I don't see how things can last that long, but you know, that's what prophecy says. We have more than 7 years left. So I'm going to stick with that because I'm a believer. Also on the stick, I've included a PDF copy of my book, The Financial State of the Union. I've also included some of the discussions that we've had on USA Prepares that were very interesting. And I've also included the PDF reports from the EMP Commission. So that's the current version, and I'm running a special through the end of the month right now where you can buy into that for $40 plus $5 shipping. And if you live in Texas, of course, Texas wants their cut in the form of sales tax. And when I ship these out, they're in an envelope, and there's a serial number on there. And I do that for a reason, because I'm going to be issuing updated captain's logs. So it's going to be an expanding library. And when you want to do an update, give me that serial number, and I'll give it to you for half the going rate. So right now, without the special, the going rate would be $50. So the upgrade rate would be $25.
Okay, and to get the upgrade, is it simply contact you via email? How do we do it?
Right now, there is only the people in Knoxville that did, so I've got a small universe on that. Next update on my website, I'll be adding a button with the next release that if you own a previous version, order from this button.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some software, and that's really a wonderful thing. Years ago, I bought this software that would let me buy things on eBay. And what I do, and I want to have the author come on and talk about it, What it does is it lets me go to eBay, copy the number of the auction number, and then I can put into this software, this little pop-up, I copy the number, and it finds that auction, and it gives me the details about it. And I paid $19.95 for it maybe 20 years ago or close to it. And the guy said, if you buy it, you'll get lifetime upgrades. And he meant it. And eBay keeps changing how it works. So, we're probably 50, 60, 70 different upgrades since the original software was written. And what it does is it's really cool. It lets me just copy this into a little pop-up. And then I type in how much I'm willing to pay for it, and when I want to launch my bid, and I walk away. So if I'm willing to spend $11 for something, or $10.42, whatever it is, or $90, whatever it might be, I just put my number in there, click the box that says bid on this for me, minimize it, walk away, and I don't have to keep looking at it. I don't have to keep looking at what's the latest price, and be glued to the screen because I'm, looking to get the best price I can. I just set it and forget it, and it really works great. So I really think what you're doing is wonderful, John, that you're providing these updates. It's great, and I know how much time you spend on preparing this. And the unprepared prepper, that's going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. A lot of people.
And this is already taking about 4 gigabytes of a 16 gigabyte stick.
Mm-hmm.
So
the stick is included in the price. So it's not like you're just doing a download, you're actually getting the whole stick.
Right. Because even if you're living in a city and have high speed internet, it would take a while to download. And I know a lot of people don't live in the city. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm doing it using a USB drive. Because mm-hmm. it's just easier. You don't have to worry about any data caps you have. You just get the stick, plug it in, and then you get to use, it depends. It's video. It's MP4 file, so, any of your video players will work on that. Got MP3 audio, got PDF files. So pretty standard fare as far as the makeup of the files that's on there, so it shouldn't take any addition of software or learning curve for mm-hmm. using this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. I'm glad you've been able to make that available for us. What's next?
Well, I just called the link consequences.
Hmm.
And the that points to an article that was on Zero Hedge, Second Order Consequences of Self-Driving Vehicles. And that actually, by about the second sentence there, gives the link for the original post. What's on Zero Hedge is basically a snippet. But we talk about a lot of things and then we don't have time to talk about the consequences of all of that. And I thought this would be a good time, especially with this article, to dive into that, because we've talked about what's coming with cars. There's two things. One is converting from a petroleum-powered car to an electric-powered car. And then there's the automation being added in there so that the cars will ultimately drive themselves. And these actually have quite a few changes above what we typically think of. And even beyond what's in this article, what we've been talking about lately with graphene even modifies the discussion here. Because it appears that graphene, with being able to be produced from vegetable oils very cheaply, will allow for solar panels and batteries that will allow for the acceleration of the electrified vehicles. Now, one of the ramifications of that and it talks about it in this article, is that currently about half of the petroleum produced goes to gasoline. So think about what happens when half of the demand for the petroleum product goes away. That affects economies internationally. Think about the countries, some of which are not so stable even now, losing a large part of their income. Even here in the United States, beyond that, we have gasoline tax per gallon, and when that goes away, that tax income goes away as well, and that's why there's been a big push to tax you by the mile. And, you know, that's coming, and of course with 5G and the Internet of Things and on that we've talked about, you know, no problem, you know, tracking how many miles you drive. But it goes on beyond there. I don't know if, and just interrupt me if you want to stop and discuss those consequences, because there's even more consequences as we go along.
Well, okay. Just very simply, John, if you look at petroleum, you know, one of the small uses for petroleum is cosmetics. Now, we can certainly live without cosmetics. I mean, the Kardashians probably could do it, but most of the rest of us could live without cosmetics. And then you've got synthetic rubber, and that would be tires. And we've got lubricants, all kinds of lubricants. Society would collapse without lubricants. There's no question about it. Our farm would not run for a week without lubricants. Literally. Then you have medicines. You have cleaning products. And then here's something that we probably don't think about. At the bottom of this distillation system, where we take crude oil, the stuff that's left at the bottom of the pot, after crude oil is distilled into gasoline and naphtha and lubricating oils and diesel and all that, you're left with this stuff at the bottom, which is used to make roads. So exactly what are we going to make the roads with? What are we going to use if we don't have asphalt? What are we going to do? Then you have synthetic fibers. And just look around. Just look at your shirt, your pants, your socks, your sneakers, your shoes, whatever you're wearing. Petroleum products. Then it's in food. No matter, you know, whether you want it or not, there's all kinds of pesticides that are used in the manufacturing of foods. And if you drank a bottle of water in the last couple of weeks, that's made with petroleum as well. And then, you know, when we talked about fuel. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. So when this stops or this slows down, what are we going to fix the roads with? What are we going to put in those potholes that just show up everywhere? Just leave them? It's a big problem. You're absolutely right, John. John Reagan is spot on, class. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, EZE33.org, if you'd like to get a copy of the captain's log. John, there's a story that I was looking at during the break, and what happened, this is terrible. This mother, 65, and her daughter, 45, were at a friend's house, and they were in the sauna in Prague, and in the Czech Republic, and the doorknob broke off, and the mother and daughter were found dead in this sauna. Here's the whole point. I'm not going to blame saunas for killing people, but what I am going to say is, class, I don't go anywhere where I don't know how to get out of there. Okay? I carry a knife in my pocket, a folding lock blade knife. If I have to, maybe I could bang the window in the sauna and open the door. I carry a hammer in my car because I never know when I'm going to have to tune something up, including the window that I might have to break. I carry a breaker bar in my car, which is what I use to change loosen the lug nuts on the wheels if I have to. I might have to use that for some other purpose. I don't know. But I keep it right next to me. So please, when you go into a building, when you go into a room, when you get into a car, figure out if something goes wrong, how are you going to get out of there? And make sure you've got the equipment. I know you've got a hammer around, and if you don't, Harbor Freight sells them for $3.99 for a clawed or a curved claw or straight claw hammer on sale for $3.99. Yeah, it's made in China, but you know what? It really works. And for $4 plus tax, you can have one of those in your car, right next to you. And I think you should. Now, make sure it's not going to go airborne if you're in an accident and kill you. You know, make sure it's in a location that you can reach, maybe between the seat and the console or something like that. But make sure you can get it in case you need it. Just a thought. John Reagan?
Now, that brings to mind, I told you about that morning I was driving to the Pentagon and an 18-wheeler wanted to be where my car was.
Yeah.
And right. In the process of that, the two side windows shattered and a small piece of glass got between my elbow and the door. And I did have a small cut. It didn't even require stitches. But that's how current car windows are. We recently talked about a new upgrade for our safety, that these windows will now be made like windshields, where it's laminated and you don't just get to shatter it. And that is, for the cars that these are already in, that poses problems for first responders because they can no longer break the window to get in the car to rescue the person. Now, let's go a few years down the road where we have these autonomous cars that you get in, and you know there's no steering wheel, there's no emergency brake. You just get in and tell the computer where you're going to, and now you've got these windows that if something goes wrong and you're locked in, you can't even shatter the window to get out.
John, let me take it to the next level. We had Mrs. Finelli and I were in our old Mercedes, a 1980s vintage Mercedes a couple of years ago. And Dr. Howard Shane and his wife were in their Suburban next to us, and we were at a traffic light, and we heard this crash, and it was very, very foggy in Springfield. And we thought, what the heck was that? And the oncoming car crashed into a light pole stanchion. And we looked and we saw the faint image of this car, and it started bursting on fire. So I, Dr. Shane and I jumped out of our vehicles, put our flashers on, we blocked traffic, and I got the jack out of the Mercedes. Now this is a 300 SD, so it's a pretty large Mercedes, and had a pretty heavy jack to lift up this car. I took the jack out of the trunk, and I was pounding on the windshield to help get this guy out. I couldn't break the windshield. I could not break the windshield with a car jack. I'm talking, this thing is a couple feet long. It probably weighs 20 pounds, and I'm smashing it. Nothing's working. Until I decided that I would use the sharpest edge of the point of the jack, the prong that lifts in, goes into the receiver in the car to jack it up, and I smashed that as hard as I could, and then I was able to break the window. But what I'm saying is, I was trying as hard as I could to break the window, and it was tough. So you're absolutely right. We could be trapped in our own vehicles for our own safety, so they say, allegedly. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to be able to get out when I want to get out, not when someone at the other end of a computer screen clicks the mouse to let me out electronically, remotely. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0690. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Well, I got to thinking, it was probably about a year or two ago, we had an article, I believe this happened here in Texas, that a man got into his car, and I don't remember if the battery died or something came disconnected under the hood, but it lost power, so he could not unlock the car. He didn't have a cell phone, so he couldn't contact anybody, and he ended up dying because of the heat.
Yeah, a hammer would have fixed that, right?
Hopefully he still had the shatterable windows, but that wasn't an option for him.
Okay. For $2.99 plus tax, and tax in the Springfield Village, Springfield, Missouri, you can go to Harbor Freight. There's plenty of Harbor Freights. There are about 700 of them all over the country. And they have something called an automatic center punch. And this thing is like a short, fat pencil with a stub coming out, which is a very hard, pointed piece of metal. It's kind of like a pen refill point coming out of this thing. And it's a brass housing, and you hold it in the palm of your hand and you push it against something that you would like to indent. So, for example, let's say you're going to drill a hole in a piece of metal and you want to put a little dimple in this metal so the drill bit doesn't walk around as you start your drilling process. Well, you can use that center punch against the corner of a window. You can keep that right in your car, and you can push that right against the corner of a window. It has to be a corner, and push it in, and it will snap forward this attached projectile, if you will, that will put a little dimple in the glass and shatter it. Boom. Or crack the glass. So you can use that. And $2.99 plus, you know, local taxes as leveled on you by your government. But yes, that's, and I carry one of them around too. We have a bunch of them. So for $15, you can get five of them. And you can get those $4 hammers, the $3.99 hammers. Sometimes they're on sale for $2.99. And sometimes they even have a 20% off coupon. So you can go to Harbor Freight, sign up and get their free coupons, get 20% off each single purchase, and, you know, you can get some quality tools very inexpensively, life-saving tools. This is not a commercial for Harbor Freight, but where else are you going to buy tools? Because I don't know. I'm not going to Sears because I don't know how long they're going to be around. John?
Well, I want to talk about the petroleum a little bit, too, and relate this to my finance course that I had to take. It's the only undergraduate prerequisite that I had to go back and get for my MBA while I was at the Pentagon. And the instructor that taught that finance course used the illustration of a double-edged sword, because when you're looking at something, whether it's unemployment going down, and we think that that's a good thing. Well, yeah, but there's consequences to that that are not good. It kind of reminds me on the humor side. I think it was the barber from the Andy Griffith Show had the good news, bad news thing. Had this conversation. Well, that's good news. Mm-hmm. No, that's bad news. Quite hilarious. And the good news about the gasoline demand going down, so it makes the petroleum supply last longer. However, as you were saying, there's real-life chemical engineering problems that when you distill a barrel of oil, you can adjust how you distill it, but there's still a variety of products that it breaks down into. And there's a lot of those other products that we still need that we don't have any other good ways of getting around the petroleum problem. So, yeah, that's one of the consequences, good news, bad news. And another one that's coming on here is, you think when you have the electric-powered vehicles, now what do you do with those 150,000 gas stations that we have around the country here that
are leaking?
People tend to stop at least once or twice a week to fill up, and they go in and get their coffee and donuts and cigarettes and. What happens to those? And that affects a lot of people being employed, which may go away anyway with artificial intelligence and robotics. But it's just, again, consequence after consequence after consequence.
Yeah, and you mentioned those gas stations and convenience stores. They all have, pretty much all of them, there are a couple around here that have above-ground fuel tanks, but most of them have underground fuel tanks because of the real estate costs. You know, having those tanks in the hot sun is a problem because of the volatilization of the fuel. But also, it's not convenient to take up parking space and pump space for these tanks, so they put them underground, and they ultimately leak. I mean, you see fuel tanks being dug up all the time because they leak. and especially the steel ones, and they're being replaced with fiberglass, but plastic, but they leak. So now we have, how do you get all the fuel out of a fuel tank? It's almost impossible. There's always going to be some at the bottom, along with some water. So now you have fuel that is absolutely positively going to leak at these gas stations if we abandon them, right? Or do we just pave over the parking lot and pretend that the tanks aren't there? What do we do? And then when they collapse, you have a sinkhole. That's a big problem. You're absolutely right, John. I think about these kind of things in big cities. these engineers who want to build taller and taller and taller skyscrapers. Really? How long are they going to last? 500 years? No, I don't think so. How about 300? How about 200? How about after 100 years? Now what do we do with them? Because they're functionally obsolete. Functionally obsolete. So what do we do with them? Well, I guess we declare war on ourselves and we blow up our buildings, I guess. That's what we do. It's a big problem. We need to think through what we're doing a little more carefully. Actually, a lot more carefully. What's next?
And then what are gasoline thieves going to do when there's no gasoline to steal? Of course, then by then, I imagine most things be blockchained, so they may actually have to find real work to do.
You know, we were talking about electric cars. There is this myth that electric cars don't pollute. Well, yeah, they do. They produce ozone. But also, the manufacturing of these electric cars is a polluting process. But also the generation of electricity and the transmission of electricity, whether it's coal-fired, gas-fired, it produces air pollution. If it's nuclear, it produces nuclear pollution, radioactive pollution. So there's always pollution. Now, how much of the electricity gets from the generation plant to that cable that you plug your electric car in? About half. Half gets lost in transmission. Half of it gets lost. So electric cars are not pollution free. And about how much of the energy is lost in petrochemical cars, diesels and gas? About half. So it's about the same, roughly the same. You know, within a few percentage points. So it appears that electricity is clean and safe, but that's because you don't live near the smokestack. If you live near the smokestack, you'd hate electricity. I'm talking about the power generation smokestack. Or if you lived near the railroad line that brings the coal to the coal-fired electric generation plant, you'd hate that too, because you'd be stuck behind the tracks several times a day, like happens in Springfield, Missouri. Trains. I'm not saying trains are bad. I'm just saying these are consequences, because you've been talking about consequences. And we need to think things through. Another thing we haven't talked about, John, is noise. People in the city are exposed to noise. And I've read a report that says they live longer because they're exposed to this noise and they're always, you know, hyper, which is nonsense. It's wrong. It's backwards. They live less long. For a lot of reasons, including pollution. Just ask Norm Shuley. What's next, John?
Well, another consequence of electric-powered vehicles is when you need to do long-distance driving. It's one thing to commute, you know, within a city, but if you need to drive several hundred miles, you can't do that on a battery charge. And it takes time for the battery to charge, which suggests that you would need places where they would swap out charged batteries for the uncharged ones, and I'm sure they'd have a robot that would do that. Because we're used to right now, we just pull up to the gas station within a few minutes, we've topped off the tank, and we get to go. It would take a lot more than a few minutes to top off the battery. So this is one of those consequences that they have not ironed out yet.
Speaking of batteries, John, you know, you buy these electric cars and you know, I think, well, it's really cool. No spark plugs. Tune-ups, you just have to go to the dealer, because what do you do? I mean, the average guy does not have the tools to work on an electric car. Hardly anybody does. So you go for your tune-up, and they say, Mr. Reagan, you're in for a wonderful experience because your batteries are 7 years old. Now, the new replacements that we've got lined up for you, you're going to have more zip, more power. You're going to get 25% more cruising range. You'll be able to go 125 miles on a charge. You're going to love it. And we've got a special. We've got a big sale going on. And it won't even be $10,000. I mean, just under $10,000 for your tune-up. How about that, John? What do you do when you have a car that costs $30,000 and to tune it up costs $10,000 to get new batteries? Because the rest of the car is okay. Right? This is a big problem. And then what do we do with these batteries that do we know how to recycle them? I don't know. Lead-acid batteries we can recycle. But you can't take the depth of discharge enough to use lead-acid batteries in a electric car. You might get 30 miles instead of 100. These are huge challenges that we have. So what's the answer? I think it's hydrogen. I think it's hydrogen vehicles. Except that's explosive. Right behind me, I've got a picture of LZ-129, the Hindenburg. Just before it blew up.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us every Monday, right here on USA Prepares. Just a quick update. Friday, hour number one on USA Prepares, we're going to be talking about these smart meters and the electromagnetic radiation. Dr. Emil de Toffel will be with us, and we're going to be talking about the dangers. And I would say, Poplar Bluff, please tune in, share this with friends and family, because you're under attack. You're under attack by a corporation posing as your government in Poplar Bluff, the city of Poplar Bluff Corporation in Missouri. And this is it's applicable to all of you who are having these smart meters deployed all around you. You won't be able to get away from it. Your neighbors are going to have them. Your house wiring is going to transmit these electromagnetic currents and frequencies, and you're going to become sicker and sicker. And if you don't think I'm being serious, just show me one family without cancer. Just one. Just show me one family. Captain?
Well, I think I was wrong about this article for an hour. I think we could have done the whole show with it. There's a couple of other technologies. We've talked about blockchain already, and Bitcoin, to me, was the beta test for cashless society. And even at that, they would not have to get rid of cash to make it essentially cashless, because our bills today have serial numbers, and they can blockchain that so that if you want to carry cash around, you can, but it's not going to be private. We have another company out there called Uber, and it's losing tons of money, but it is the beta test for the ride service. Only in the future it would be to an autonomous car. There wouldn't be any people involved. And I see that as the way it's going, because you're not going to be able to afford these expensive electric autonomous cars unless you're very wealthy. And that's, you know, just a small fraction of the people. This also has an effect on employment. We've talked about how this affects drivers. The stat in here says there's nearly 250,000 taxi and private car drivers and about 1.5 million long-haul truck drivers. So That's nearly 2 million workers right there that once this automation makes its way through the whole transportation infrastructure with the cars and the trucks and the buses, those jobs go away. There's no need for those people. And, well, what do we need people for anyway? We're just, useless feeders on use all these resources that the elite believe that they're entitled to. Benson.
Last night I had a wonderful, wonderful time here at the farm. We have a neighbor who has never been to our farm. You know, he's driven past it because he lives just down the road. And so we invited him over for dinner last night. And we were sitting, he and I, everyone else had left, gone into the kitchen, and he were, and I were sitting in the dining room. And, you know, we're looking at the sheetrock, which you've seen is just sheetrock, but it's not finished. It's, some of it's spackled, some of it's not, some of it's taped, some of it's not, none of it's painted. And, you know, the moldings aren't up. And we're talking about kind of lifestyles. And we're talking about, you know, the Finelli family. And I said to him, all I know how to do is work. That's all I know how to do. I don't know how to do anything else. We don't take vacations. We don't go places. We just work. Everything we do is work. Not that I'm begrudging it. It's just I chose that lifestyle. But, John, to connect the dot with what you're talking about, what in the heck are people going to do when there's nothing to do? What is that? What are they going to do? Are they just going to watch movies? I don't think it's going to work. I think unless we have purpose in life, life isn't really going to be all that good. I mean, total relaxation? How's that gonna play out? I can't see it. I want to be productive. I want to know that at the end of the day, when I'm exhausted, that I actually did something today. Captain John Regan, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for your hard work. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.